elevated out here. Fuck niggas wanna hate though. We just wanna elevate.
We're going on an elevator up. Elevation. If they're hating, cause you're elevated. Let them see you sweat. Never lose your patience. You can hate or you can't stop my elevation. Elevator up. Elevation. If they're hating, cause you're elevated. Let them see you sweat. Never lose your patience. You can hate or you can't stop my elevation.
I'm just trying to elevate. Ain't nobody getting murdered. I swear I didn't do it, and if I did it, then I didn't do it on purpose. I'm just trying to elevate, that's my motive. I cannot fold up. I'm looking to win and chop off the heads on all of the cobras. Stop fucking with niggas and stop giving time to a bitch that didn't deserve it. Before I take a big risk, I take a second to see if it's worth it. You ain't talking about no ends, being your friend just making me nervous. If you're real and ain't pretend, I'll be with the squad, just throw me a jersey. Elevators go further and further. Shit on the hater on purpose. I be jumping over these hurdles, tighten up on my shit like a girdle. Somebody tell me what the word is. Only one hustle, you're worthless. If nothing I'm doing is working, then I know where a brick or a bird is. Yeah, he is. And I promise you I'm with the shit. Won't stop till all of my niggas rich. Fuck waiting on the government. Fuck. We all got Glocks, knock, let us in.
We're going on an elevator up. Elevation. If they hate you, cause you're elevated. Let them see you sweat. Never lose your patience. You can hate or you can't stop my elevation. Elevator up. Elevation. If they hate you, cause you're elevated.
Elevate. Bitch, I know you see me working. Why ain't you trying to help your man instead of doing everything to hurt me? You don't deserve me. And I don't deserve to be feeling lower than dirt. I kick the bitch to the curb and just elevate on my verbal. Cause I know what I'm worth. Motivate me to go get my grind on. I need a chick to let me get my shine on. Go to the end of this earth for me. Go to church with me. Not just try to get a purse for me. Don't take it personally. Trying to go up and you bringing me down. I don't need no negativity around me. No, baby. No, I've been locked up again and again. Some of my enemies used to be friends. Won't let it bow me. No, baby. Just trying to elevate. But they don't wanna see me win.
No.
And everybody playing innocent. With all the slick hands trying to dictate while I elevate. Yeah. Only meditating on elevating.
We're going on the elevator up.
I'm on the elevator on. No.
Cause you're elevating.
Let them hate.
Let them see you sweat. Never lose your
face.
Cause
you're elevating.
I'm taking you out the hood. I'ma show you things that you ain't never seen, and I'ma have you feeling good. Looking like a million, you'll be my platinum girl. You'll be my platinum girl.
Excuse me, miss, I couldn't help but see you over there. Looking like a candy apple, chocolate covers everywhere. Do you have a man? I hope you really say you don't. I'm really cuffed you right now. You the one I really want. The shop expensive place like Upper Fifth Avenue. Take trips, skinny dips. Now tell me what you wanna do. Can we hang out from time to time? Just let me know. And if you answer yes, pack your bags, I wire you. Here we go.
Taking you out the hood. I'ma show you things that you ain't never seen, and I'ma have you feeling good. Looking like a million.
it laying on a sunny beach. Rub you down massage all while giving you that love you speech. I thank the Lord for the last dude that let you go. Then understand your platinum status. I take it he was kinda slow. Don't worry, baby, cause I got you from this starting point. Open up my bags of tricks and give you everything you want. You wanna take a trip to Paris, have your bills paid, work me close, anything you want, let's go.
Taking you out the hood, and I'ma show you things that you ain't never seen, and I'ma have you feeling good, you gon' love it, baby.
Yo, what's going on? This is Underground Heat Cover Magazine Radio, and this is Chop On It Wednesday, baby. Wednesday, March 27, 2019, man. Appreciate everybody that's been tuned in. Appreciate everybody that's been supporting. We got a nice show today, man. We got a powerful woman, man. Very intelligent lady, very creative, that's coming on and going to be telling us a little bit about what she does and some of the things that she do. I know she got many, many talents. So, yeah, we're going to get into that. That's going to be our Chop On It session for Miss Caledonia, which I'm very excited because we got a lot of things. She got a lot of things she's been doing, and a lot of people that I know I deal with can benefit from connecting with her and doing some business with some of the things that she do. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get into this Chop On It session. What's going on? This is Chop On It. Who we got?
Hello, this is Caledonia Inez.
And how you doing? How you doing today?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, yeah, anytime. I'm glad we got you on. Like I was saying, I know you're very talented. I know you. It's a lot of things you do. I've been keeping up with you, and I know you got some new equipment in and stuff, too. So, just go ahead and since we're starting off, just start on telling people, you know, a little bit about yourself.
Okay. There's a lot about me. I've been in, like, a lot of fields. I've had my hands into a lot of things that involves money. As far as work goes, I was a custom protection officer for 6 years, a part-time security officer. I was a domestic violence coordinator after an incident that kind of led me to become that for Empower People, Inc. out of Oklahoma City. I was a sexual assault advocate for the YWCA. I've worked for Quad Graphics, the catalogs that you get in the mail, like JCPenney's, Walgreens.
Right.
I've done that. I've done a lot of things. I even had like a nonprofit organization, Worldwide Reach Unity Corporation.
Okay.
I was a teacher's assistant. I've done a lot, you know, as far as talent goes. And what I'm working on right now is like fashion designing t-shirts, clothes, shoes, handbags. I'm doing artwork. I'm writing lyrics. So I'm doing like a lot of things right now. I'm also like working with my sister. She's the CEO of Black News in America. So whoever's listening, you can go follow her Facebook page, Black News in America. It's informing people, you know, the Black community. We're working on some projects with that as well.
Okay. Definitely going to keep up with that. Yeah, anybody that's listening right now and tuned in, or if you're replaying the show, make sure you go on Facebook and check out Black News in America. I just got on it today and went through there, man. There's a lot of powerful stuff on there. So make sure y'all go and check out that for real. And she also got, we contacted her, so we'll be getting her on too, because I know she got some things going And that's why I love this platform we got, because this is what it's about, letting people hear from real people that's out here striving, that have been through things, that's overcoming, and that's still pushing. I wanted to touch on one thing I heard you say, and that I know of, that you were, when you was into the security, as being a, or being a woman of color, being a black woman, what was it like for you to be in that situation?
Oh my God!
I mean, I know some stuff you probably can't say. You know, I won't get you in trouble.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
so whatever
no.
you can say.
No, everything. I can say everything. Like being a woman of color as a security officer. Oh my God! In Oklahoma City, I didn't realize how racist, you know, Oklahoma is. And, you know, as a security officer, like, I had my coworkers, you know, my colleagues, they were white males, mostly white males in security. So if I get a call on the radio, you know, over the radio that I need backup, you know, like, they would need to come assist me, you know, like, and it, I would have to, you know, handle a lot by myself. Like, I've been called... nigga, you know, like I done had confrontations, you know, with other security officers. They even told me that their dad was the KKK, you know, like they was that bold. Like we came in like face-to-face contact. It was about to be a showdown, you know, because like, you know, it was crazy. But also, when I did security work, I did some work at the Oklahoma City Municipal Courthouse, and I was the first person that you saw when you came into the courtroom. Like, I processed you in. Like, I made sure that you didn't have any weapons or anything. You had to go through the metal detector. We had to confiscate knives and things like that. And I'm glad you brought this up. Because when Trayvon Martin,
I've been wanting to talk to you about it.
Okay, when Trayvon Martin was killed, and you know when George Zimmerman, when he got free, you know when they did the sentencing, and they, you know, the verdict, he was free or whatever. So in my neighborhood at that time, I lived in an all black neighborhood in Del City. So when they read the verdict, like, everybody was running out of their houses, you know, mad. So you know what I said? I said, you know what? I'm not going to go to work. I'm not going to discuss, you know, the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman situation. I'm not going to discuss it because, you know, I don't want to get confrontational with anybody.
Right.
So that morning when I go to work, one of the Oklahoma City marshals walked into the courtroom, and he said, "Justice was served in Florida, another thug off the street, you know?" So I immediately snapped in the courthouse. Like, I said, "What did you say?" And he said, "You heard me. Justice was served in Florida." And I told him, I said, "You know what? I said, you might as well take off that uniform and put on you a Ku Klux Klan outfit, you motherfucker," is what I told him. And I cussed him out, and I knew right then, oh, my God, I'm going to get fired. I didn't even care. You know, the court administrator, he was up there, the big man.
Right.
But nobody said a word. You know, he came and apologized to me after, you know, because he saw how mad I was. Yeah, after the fact, he apologized, and I told him, I said, "What if that was your son?" You know, like, he said, my son would have never been smoking weed, and what, you know, he mentioned weed, marijuana, and I'm thinking, like, whoa, he deserved to get his life taken because of, you think he was smoking marijuana? You know, he called him a thug. So
yeah,
security, I've seen a lot, you know, in the security field. I've seen a lot, and I've seen good, and I've seen bad. You know, even as a security officer, I even met Stevie Wonder. You know, like, I got a chance to hug him. I got a chance to hug Stevie Wonder. I took a picture with him. I told him that I love him. He told me he loved me. I've met DJ Crew. DJ Crow. Not DJ Crew, DJ Crow. I've met him. I've met Kevin Durant. I've met Nick Collison. So
you said Stevie Wonder. I'm sitting there like, wow, man, that's like, that was on people's bucket list, you know what I mean, to meet Stevie Wonder.
Yes, and oh my God, I was so, so excited. Like, there's been good.
Man, I bet
that
feeling was just powerful.
Oh, it was so powerful. And for him to tell me that he loved me, like, and hugged me and everything. Like, Stevie Wonder, come on now.
Right, right.
Everybody
that's Stevie Wonder,
Stevie
man.
Wonder.
That's the man.
Yeah.
That's the man. And then what you were saying, touching on what you were saying about being in the courtroom, and like I said, being a woman of color in the situation that you was in, a lot of people don't see some of these things that y'all deal with. You know, sometimes we discuss a lot of the masculine things, you know what I mean, but we don't really discuss what our black queens are really going through day to day, you know, on their job situations, hell, just going to the store or whatever. So to hear that comment was made, you know, just let you know that now people are not filtering, you know, the racism. People are not filtering, just the hate or hateful comments to each other. And you would think
and
that in
bold.
The courtroom, it would be different. Right.
And that's
what's spreading everywhere. That's what's spreading everywhere. And that's, you know, that's no good because, you know, when people trying to bring people together from all races and things, you know what I mean? And a lot of people get it mixed up when we say, you know, the black power and things like this, or when we discuss women of color or black-owned businesses, but people got to understand, you know, we just trying to uplift our race too, you know, because we want to see ours successful. We want to see them
achieve. You know what? Our race is very a broken race. We are a broken race, and it's going to start from us, you know. It's going to start from us, you know.
Right.
There's a lot of envy and hate in our race of people, you know. And once we overcome or once we conquer all of that stuff, then we will rise. We will rise up, you know.
Right.
But it starts with us. Yeah. I mean, I stay strapped. You know, I stay strapped because even our race, you can't even trust some people in our race. You know,
yes,
so.
That's true.
And it's sad. It's very sad.
And, you know, that's like today I had made a post earlier. And I was out contacting businesses, you know, going to different businesses and just reaching out to them, you know, not looking for no money, not looking for nothing in return, you know what I mean? Just using the gift that God gave me, just, you know, just sharing it with somebody else and just trying to help out, you know. And both of the businesses, I ain't going to say their name because, you know, I don't want to discourage anybody from going to their businesses. But, you know, I went to them, you know, well-dressed, you know what I mean, talking right, everything, you know, I wasn't talking crazy, nothing like that, and just offer free, just to share the word, you know what I mean? And these are not no big businesses, but just how they responded to me, it was just shocking. It was like, wow, man, you know, I could expect this from you know, we done been in situations. Like I tell people, I'm from Muskogee, so we done been in a lot of different situations involving racism, but it's like to see that come from our own. It was just shocking to me, like wow, man, you know, I'm not asking for no money or nothing like that.
Yeah, it's sad.
Okay, now another thing that you touched on with your fashion, and I know because I follow, and if anybody that's listening, tune in, also follow on Facebook too, because I seen where you had your bags. What's going on with the bags? Are you customizing them?
Yes, I customize almost everything. Like, I'm customizing handbags. That's what I'm working on. And I'm selling some on, like, OfferUp, Etsy, eBay. things like websites, you know, free. I try to take advantage of the free websites. I used to have my own website. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Oh, no, you were saying take advantage of the free opportunity. I said, oh, yeah, must definitely got to.
Yeah. So that's, I don't know if you followed me, like, excuse me, a couple years ago when I was doing, making gift baskets, and I was doing events. I had a Unique Gift. It was a business that I had in Oklahoma City, and I would, you know, do those, and then I was at the Old Paris Flea Market in Oklahoma City. The flea market there, I would be there on Saturdays and Sundays, setting up, vending up there.
Well, I'm pretty sure everybody that's been tuned in is here. I mean, woman has many different abilities, has done things, seen things, and this is what Chop On It is also about. Not always about the music and people in the music lane, but also real people that's out there that's really been through some stuff, man, and been through some situations. And Miss Caledonia certainly has, and she got a lot to say. And we're going to get back to it. We're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to get into some more things that you had discussed with us. So we'll be right back after this break.
Talking down, they telling lies on me, yeah. We about to ride on the ride. They switching sides on me. Behind my back, talking down, they telling lies on me, yeah. We about to ride on the ride. When I see a miss on sight, it's going down on me, yeah. They switching sides on me. Behind my back, talking down, they telling lies on me, yeah. You niggas need gear, but likely to squeal. Complying the deal, broke my heart when you switch. High real turn bitch, you ain't real, you bitch. That's what's real, you bitch. It's the golden home. Won't smoke, get foul, but you niggas be proud. Complaining like proud, niggas claiming the throne. The game y'all be on, say my name in the song. I'm banging the chrome, you niggas bumming in fate. This stronger 108, I feel like sun today. We throwing money away, a lot of niggas be fake. Hate, turn them to snake, so the real can't relate. Shots turning away, bitch.
It's a gang.
They switching sides on me. Behind my back, talking down, they telling lies on me. We about to ride on them. When I see them, it's on sight, it's going down on me. They switching sides on me. Behind my back, talking down, they telling lies on me. We about to ride on them. When I see them, it's on sight, it's going down on me.
I know they wanna cross me like a crucifix. I kept it real thorough, y'all was on some goofy shit. Now you daffy ducks in this swamp, getting ate up. And I'm moving militant, moving like a militia. Pick up the pace, you moving in slow mo. Could have 100 bands, still roll my gas in a slow glow. It's fucked up, they want more than they want for themselves. Quick to say it's all love, but I never could tell. Y'all try to draw comparisons, but I can never relate. Cause I would never bite the hand that fed me all of them plates. So y'all can stop the pillow talking, my name good in these streets. I'm that nigga for real, something you never could be. Gang shit, nigga.
They switching sides on me. Behind my back, talking down, they telling lies on me. We about to ride on them. When I see them, it's on sight, it's going down on me. They switching sides on me. Behind my back, talking down, they telling lies on me. We about to ride on them. When I see them, it's on sight, it's going down on me.
was grade A hog game telling lies on me. Salute, man. This is Chop On It. Wednesday, March 27, 2019. We've been talking with Miss Caldonia. We're going to get her back on and finish the discussion. If you tuned in, make sure you tell people, man, you can call in 657-383-1231. Push one, get in queue. We'll take your call, get you on live and talk with us. You can ask the host a question. If you're on Facebook, check us out at Underground Heat Cover Magazine on Facebook. You can contact us in the inbox, and we'll definitely try to get back with you as soon as possible. So we're going to get back into this Chop On It session with Miss Caldonia. Miss Caldonia, you there with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, okay. Again, appreciate you for coming through and coming on Chop On It. But I know you had mentioned also about your the decals, the vinyls, and I know the T-shirts that you're going to also be doing and being available. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
I'm just working on some projects, like doing more different unique designs on T-shirts and the vinyl decals. It's like for businesses. Like if you have a business and you want some decals, like put on your car or any kind of decal, really. I can do any kind of decal, sketch. If you want to like do sketches on your wall, like for interior design,
okay.
I can like print out some sketches and then they can paint them on their wall. And if they don't know how to do it, then I can give them like the instruction manual on how to paint the sketches with the sketches with that. I don't have a website right now, but if whoever is listening in, you can inbox me on my Facebook, which is Caldonia, Caldonia, last name Ngidi, Ngidi. My Facebook page is not public. I have a private Facebook page, but I can accept messages, or sometimes I might put a post public, something like that.
Okay.
But mostly everything is private.
Okay.
They can also follow me on. They can follow me on my IG. It's Caldonia_Inez, and the Inez is INES.
Okay, and definitely everybody that's tuned in and listening, you can also, if you want to contact us, we'll make sure we get you in contact with her. If you can't get in contact with her, we will do it too. And we'll make sure we get you, either get your message to her, or we'll get in contact with her so she'll know to get in contact with you. Again, man, you done said about 6-7 different things that you done did in the experience. And you know, it's mind-blowing because people just don't understand sometimes the grind. And, you know, just to make it and just to keep going, a lot of people give up. They run into roadblocks and they stop. What has been your main thrive to keep you pushing through all these things that you have been doing?
Money. I like money.
I know that's right.
money has been pushing me. I don't know if I'm the type of person, I have to have like something in my purse, in my account. I think I would go crazy if I went broke. I don't know. But with the mentality that I have, and the God has blessed me with a lot of talents and skills. And money is nothing really. It's like a piece of paper. So as long as you have your mind and your mental state of mind, money can always be made, you know.
Right.
And back to like with the T-shirt and the vinyl decals and stuff. People need to, like, if y'all need a decal, some decals made or T-shirts made, holler at me or try to keep the money within the black community, you know?
Right.
Like, that's where a lot of people, they go wrong, you know? Like, they don't want to shop with you, you know? They might not like something, or they might not like me. They might be jealous or whatever. Like, all that is for the birds, you know? That's like, it's childish. It's really childish. Yeah. So,
and it stops growth. You know, their mind state stops growth overall. Because like you said,
yeah,
if you keep the money circulating within the black community and the black businesses, and we know, and like I said, when we're talking about this, we know people go other places and support other businesses too. But what we're talking about is just supporting the black businesses.
Yeah.
Right. We're talking about supporting the black businesses so they can also see that wealth. And that in turn spreads to their family or spreads to the people that they employ. You know what I mean? Different things like that. So it's better for overall.
Yeah. So how much time do we have?
We good. We 27 minutes out. We still got 27 minutes to go.
Okay. I also want to, like, I'm trying to promote, you know, the Blended Freedom Rider. There are two authors that I know personally, you know, my sister, Cammie Elston, and her son's stepmom, you know, Cassandra Britt. They wrote a book called Cameron's Royal Blended Family. And it's so inspirational to me. It's very educational as well. And I want to read something because blended families is very important. So I'm going to read this healthy parental relationship. Merging two families can take the stress off of one or both parents. Single parents are recovering from divorce or spousal death and understand the difficulties of parenting alone and can take comfort in having a partner. They might not have much time, but they can draw strength from each other. According to HealthyChildren.org, a successful blended family depends on factors such as quality of new marriage. Happy parents can promote happier children since children benefit from seeing their parents less stressed. A happy remarriage provides children with a good model of marital interaction, states an article from education.com. So, like, what they're doing, man, is so inspirational.
Wow.
And, like I said, educational, because you know what? Like, kids, like, it takes a village to raise a child, right? And, like, kids are broken. Like, when the family is broken, the kid is broken. And when you have it's like having a broken system. That's what black people are facing right now. It's like a broken system we deal with, right? So if you have broken children and they're out here, they're coming out here in society, like, our black children, not even only black children, all children as a race, is coming out and they're, like, commit murders, you know, crimes and stuff like that. But if you have, like, what they have a beautiful blended family, and it's so real because, like, in the beginning it wasn't beautiful. Like, I've even had, like, almost, you know, we almost had fights, me and the stepmom, but now I respect her, I love her, you know what I'm saying? Like, and my sister, she loves her son's stepmom. And it's all for that child, you know what I'm saying? So go and follow Blended Freedom Riders and buy the book, Cameron's Royal Blended Family, and they're working on a series right now as well.
So can they find where to purchase the book on the site, on the page
Freedom,
that you just named?
Yes, on Facebook, on Blended Freedom Riders. There's a website that they can go to and purchase a book. The book is like $14.99.
Okay, definitely. We're going to make sure. I think I got the link up on the magazine page on Facebook, but I'm going to double check soon as the show over and make sure we definitely get that up. because that's powerful. Like you said, family's broken and the kid, you know, I agree with everything you were saying, and that was just so powerful. And that's why I like the platform that we have, because these are the things that, you know, we need to be talking about, and these are the things we need to be discussing.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm definitely, I know I'm definitely going to go ahead and purchase the book myself, too, and support, because I think that's a cool thing. And another question I wanted to ask you about, because on what you were just saying, how hard, well, I should say this, how more stronger, because you touched on the beginning and you touched on now, so how stronger did it make your bond? From the blended
their
families,
bond?
How stronger did it make that bond?
Oh, man. It made their bond, like, phenomenal. Like, so strong. Like, they, I mean, sometimes I'll be telling my sister, I'll be like, dang, you know, I'm still your sister. Because, you know, like, I'll be wanting to talk to her. She'll be like, let me call you back. I'm on the phone with Cassandra. You know, like, they talk, man. They're like sisters. It's a beautiful thing. It's very beautiful. And that, and a lot of it's no baby mama drama. That's what a lot of women need, to just come to terms and think about the child, because a lot of women they're not focused on their kids, man. They're like in the clubs, they're leaving their kids. You have so many kids, they're not worried
right.
about, you know, and that's not right. That's where we fail, you know, because the training starts at home, you know, that's where it starts.
And I agree with you, and a lot of the times, a lot of the guests we have on, the people we have call in, different things we talk about, have said that same thing about starting at home. And what we're noticing and what we've been seeing, you know, over the years, with the lack of respect and certain things going on with the youth, and it's really, like you said, starting at home. And so, man, that is definitely powerful. We got to make sure, everybody make sure. Can you go ahead and tell them again the page and the book name so they can make sure they go and look that up?
The Facebook page is Blended Freedom Writers. And the name of the book is Cameron's Royal Blended Family. They're having a pre-sale right now, but the book will be ready April 17th. And they can probably go on Amazon, because it's going to be sold on Amazon.com. And just click on that search bar and type in Cameron's. Cameron is Kamryns, Royal Blended Family.
Okay, y'all definitely make sure you go and check that out. Now, I'm going to ask you a question kind of off topic, off subject, about your interest in music. For we have a lot of artists that's listening, a lot of producers, a lot of different people in the music side of the entertainment game. What type of music do you go after? What type of music that you listen to?
I listen to all types of music except for heavy metal. Like, I cannot listen to heavy metal. I can listen to R&B. I can listen to country, rap, rock and roll, hip-hop, but bluegrass. But when it comes to heavy metal, I can't deal with that. That's too much. How I got into music is, like, when I was a kid, a very small child, I grew up in church, you know, and I was in the choir. I was in the choir at Little Rose Baptist Church, and my grandma,
I said, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Little Rose, and my grandma had us singing every Sunday in church, and I mean, I've always loved to sing. I've did some music with some guys in Atlanta, Georgia. They're from St. Thomas, the Virgin Islands, Key Row, and Hollywood. I don't know what they're doing right now, but in 2004, I lived in Atlanta, Georgia, and I had did some singing. I even did, you know, rapped on their track back in, you know, back then, 2004.
Okay.
I sung and I rapped on their track. It was "The Sky Is the Limit." That was the song. But
okay.
And writing, how I got into writing is my daddy. He's a poet, you know. He writes poetry.
Much respect for your pops. Much respect for your pops.
Yeah, my daddy, he is, I think that's where I get my writing ability. When I opened up his briefcase one time when I was younger, I was reading his poetry. And I was like, Daddy, can I get your poetry and turn it into some songs? And my daddy told me no, and I was mad. And I said, why not? He said, because, he said, it starts from within you. You know, like he said, see what you can do first, you know. And I started writing, you know, I got my notepad and my pen. And I went to him and I said, Daddy, listen to this. And he was impressed. He was like, whoa. He said, see? He said, you don't need my poetry. He said, you can write. He said, you're a writer. So that's when I started writing poetry. And then when I started drawing, I didn't even know I could draw, you know?
Right.
I asked my sister's son's daddy's brother. My sister's
okay.
son's daddy's brother. He Shamor. His name is Shamor Brick, and he's an artist.
Oh yeah, I know Shamor.
Like,
yeah.
You need to get Shamor also on here. He's extremely talented when it comes to music, drawing. He can do videos. He can do like illustrate cartoon. He can make a cartoon movie. All kinds of stuff. So
yeah,
I asked Shamor.
I said,
I said, can I trace? Because he can draw, right? I said, can I trace what you draw? Can I trace that? He said, nah. He said, it was kind of like the same kind of way my daddy told me, like, you know, he said, no, your stuff, it has to be original. You know, you can't be tracing it, say you can, you know how to draw, you know? So I took Shamor's art, right? And I eyeballed it, and I took that pencil, and I started drawing, and Shamor was impressed. He was like, wow, you know, and, so God has really blessed me. Like, I think a lot of people don't know. I don't like the word can't. Like, you can't, you know what I'm saying? I believe
no,
that I can do anything. Yeah, I can do anything I put my mind to and my hands to work. I can do it.
And see, that's inspiring. Just the whole story there. So with the poetry, I know one of my partners Dora Roland, Bird Overcomer, shout out to him. He does a poetry drop Tuesday. And I know he's also a part of the Muskogee Soul Searchers. And then we also have Miss Jack, and she has Miss Jack Corner, which is a section off inside the Underground Heat Cover magazine that's dealing with poetry. So definitely get with you. If you want to share any of your poetry, or if you want to come on and share your poetry, I know on Sunday's show, me and Miss Jack, that's what we do. She comes on, she gives poetry pieces. Sometimes people submit poetry pieces to her, and she'll come on and she'll do her poetry set, and it's just awesome. So that's an invitation. If you like, you know, I would love to hear some of your poetry.
Okay, yeah, that's what's up.
Okay, so and another thing you touched on, too, and that's why I said, man, it's good to bring on real people. But you had mentioned your father and a couple of family members. So would you say that family is an important thing with you?
Yes. Family is especially my immediate family. Now, my cousins, from afar, you know, I mean, I ain't gonna say from afar, but some of my second cousins or something like that is some hardcore haters. I ain't gonna sit up here and lie. Some hardcore haters. And yeah, and all I have done was been good to them, you know, but like some hardcore. But my family is very important to me. My daddy kind of get on my nerves sometimes, but I love him. My mother, I love my mama. Like, you know,
very
I love family.
Very sweet lady.
My sister, but me and my sister, we're about the closest in my family. Me and Cammy, like we might fight sometimes, not like physically, we might argue, but that's, you know, normal. But me and her, we're very close because we're like 11 months apart.
And see, for everybody listening, you know, we grew up together, you know what I mean? So seeing you two, you know, since from then when we was kids and now, and both of y'all, you know, are doing some amazing things, and to go through each of your battles that you know that you have went through and overcome and still push and be inside lanes to inspire someone else, I mean, that's powerful. Yeah, that's powerful.
Yeah,
all the times in media, go ahead.
Oh, okay. When you say been going through some things, like, yes, I mean, it's God. Number one, you have to put God first, you know, because we can't do it without God, you know. Like,
right.
I lost a child. I buried a baby. You know, her birthday is actually this Sunday. She would have been, six years old. Yeah, she would have been six. And yeah, it was 6 years ago. So yeah, I've been through a lot. Like I have been through a lot, but we can't let our things that we've battled, we can't let that hinder our lives. You know, we have to stand tall in any situation that we go through. We have to, because I know there's a lot of mothers that's probably listening in or that lost a child. You have to stay strong, you know, and know that, I mean, this world we live in is like hell, but we got to make it like our heaven, you know what I'm saying? So, you got to be strong. Yeah, you got to be strong.
Definitely. And my hat's off to you. Salute to you for overcoming and overcoming, keep knocking down them barriers and keep pushing forward. Being an inspiration not only to females and not only to women of color, but also to males also. And it's a lot of times males, sometimes us as males got to put away our pride because we can learn some things from our black women because our black women are doing some amazing things and grabbing accomplishments. And sometimes from us, if we use that, if we feed that off of each other, you know, that can make us better males too. You know, a lot of men probably ain't going to agree with that, but if they really think about it, though, you know what I mean, you're supposed to compliment the male sex and the female sex are supposed to compliment each other. So that's not just sexually, but that's also mentally, spiritually, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if your woman go get her, you know what I mean, and you ain't a go getter, you know what I mean, it's going to be friction there. So you got to balance it out. So you can learn from that things. Or I know a lot of women go back to school. A lot of women go back and they get their licenses and degrees and certain things like that. And I know sometimes a lot of men, you know, won't push no more, push to that extra step. You know, they get a good job or whatever, but that'll be their limit. And that's one thing I noticed just from being in the real world, talking to brothers and you know, being around a lot of people. Man, we can learn a lot from you, and I salute you. You're a queen. And everybody tune in and listening, man, make sure y'all support. Make sure you support your own because that's what it's about, man. That's how we help each other, and that's how we grow as a people also. So once again, go ahead and tell the people that's listening because we got new people that didn't tuned in. Go ahead and tell them your name and stuff, but tell them what you do and where they can contact you at. But they can also contact you through the radio or the Underground Heat Cover magazine, but you can go ahead and give them, you know, the information on you.
Okay, my name is Caldonia Ngidi. I'm calling from out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. I do fashion design. I write lyrics, interior design, a little bit of everything. So even I can even instruct people on how to start a business. I also write business plans because a lot of people, they have the money, but they don't have the mindset, you know. So if you're listening in, if you got a whole lot of money, you don't know what to do with it, contact me on Facebook, Caledonia and Giddy. That's Caledonia, C-A-L-D-O-N-I-A. And Giddy is N-G-I-D-I. Contact me on Facebook there. You can contact me on IG. That's Caledonia underscore Inez. And I'll be more than happy to help, you know, advise or help, or even I appreciate if you purchase some things from me, you know.
And that's ultimately what it's about. It's like I said, helping each other. So definitely everybody tuned in, make sure you go and support. That's the main thing we push, and go support. Even if it's liking, sharing, telling somebody, word of mouth can grow great numbers. So even if it's word of mouth, make sure you go and tell somebody, man. It don't take that much to support. On that, we're going to take our last break, and we're going to come back with the powerful Miss Caledonia. So y'all stay right there with us.
Sick and tired of waiting, sick and tired of waiting, sick and tired of waiting on my chance, so I made some. Sick and tired of waiting on my bread, so I made some. Heat up the stove, break out the pot, and get it cracking, homie. Cause when it's time for eating, bet you ain't waiting on me. Sick and tired of waiting on my chance, so I made some.
Waiting, my time is for the taking. Money moves the scene while my thirst just keeps me hungry. The visions I visit, go and grab a seat. Nowhere am I broken this picture, believe that. Better days, I'm chasing my bread, I need that. Collecting like coins, keep the change, I'll add that. So what you gonna do when the world's on fire? I'm a lighter spliff and keep getting higher.
I'm from the dirty street, we keep it cracking, homie. My homies ain't no phonies, get mixed up like baloney. Yeah, loose lips to get your ships on, disrespect to get your head thumped. Oklahoma, man, we ain't no punk. We go hard, we're not soft. Guaranteed one day to be the boss. Yeah, K2, yeah, let's smoke it up. A whole lot of that loud stuff, but you don't get me high enough.
Sick and tired of waiting on my chance, so I made some. Got tired of waiting on my bread, so I made some. Heat up the stove, break out the pot, and get it cracking, homie. Cause when it's time for eating, bet you ain't waiting on me. Sick and tired of waiting on my chance, so I made some.
It hits like it's coke on the stove in a Pyrex. And man, it ain't no sissy, you asking me what's next. To the block, boy, to get it off. Can't take a loss selling this off. I'm out here grinding hard, can you say paying the cost? On my own 10, yeah, you can call me a boss. I'm Young Jack, the official, still breaking them off. Like the time, join the show, I say murdering hits. And if you fiendin' for that good, come on, get you a fix. Guaranteed, I'm a name you will never forget. Pardon my friends, but hold your nose, cause I know I'm the shit. I stack bread by the load from the dough that I get. No time for waiting, time is wasted, so I'm on my grid. Got sick and tired of waiting on my chance and made one. Got tired of waiting on my bread, so I made some. Heat up the stove, break out the pot, let's get it cracking, homie. Cause when it's time for eating, bet you ain't waiting on me.
Sick and tired of waiting on my chance, so I made some.
The creature with the zombie feature, killing these verses dead. If you still living, I eat you. Pull up a track and then watch me attack and react as soon after I beat you. I do not wait on nobody, so if it's not business, I won't even meet you. Haters, I can't even see. Hunting for money like East. Rolling the lack and I'm pounding them stacks, it's just me and my 9mm. Yeah, show you how I work this hustle and pay the cost. If you're not on, then you out. Broke niggas say turn bitches off. Gotta get that dump, your tank on low. Y'all going too slow, better move. Always on the go, can't never be pole. That's why brother like me cool. That's why brother never lose. That's why I never follow your rules. Do them like I did back off of them 90s. Working them streets with tools. Ain't nothing gonna come for free. If it's money you won't, gotta earn it, baby. Tell you what this game can do. And I talk to well, better learn it, lady. Cause we off in the fitter so often. Don't pass it if you ain't coughing. We move around like a dolphin. Hey, with all that waiting, we bossing.
Sick and tired of waiting. Sick and tired of waiting. Sick and tired of waiting on my chance, so I made.
Yeah, that's sick and tired of waiting. Salute Jag the Official, man. My family right there. I like that cut. Man, this has been Chop On It Wednesday, March 27, 2019. We have Miss Caledonia coming on. She came on, talked to us. Man, great interview. I appreciate you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Real quick, before we wrap up, go ahead again and tell the people the name of the book and the page that they need to go check out the page and definitely go look into the book.
Okay, go and like Blended Freedom Writers on Facebook and go and buy the book. It's Cameron's Royal Blended Family. And again, that's Blended Freedom Writers. Also, check out Black News in America, too, on Facebook.
Definitely, definitely check out that. And also, if you want to contact Ms. Caledonia for her services, get with her. I encourage you to contact her and get with her, discuss some business, work it out, and make it happen. But you can also reach out to her. If you can't get into her, she got a private page. If you can't get into her, contact with her, you can reach out to us, and we'll make sure we get the message to you. But Ms. Caledonia, it's been a blessing. I so appreciate you. Anytime you want to come back on and you want to discuss anything that you might want to discuss, just reach out to them and we're going to make it happen.
All right. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you, and I will be getting with you through here after the show.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you next time.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Man, this has been an awesome show, man. Appreciate everybody that's been tuned in, everybody that's been supporting. I got to give a shout out to OML out of San Francisco, the 415, baby. Been tuned in with us, been locking in, been supporting, man. A salute. We appreciate you. We see you. Thank you, man. Again, until next time, man, till tomorrow, Chop On It. Been a good show, man. God bless. We out.
Yeah. Welcome to my smooth. I ain't got no swag, baby, cause this is how I grew. I can dictate how you move, put the kind of moment so I can bust on through. I want you to feel great, do you feel fine? Yeah. Give you wet and rank, everything cause you're mine. Yeah. We the opposite thing, keep your old sign. Oh, how I love it when it's getting from behind. Now I know that body, mind,
body
or how you recline.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to us, Oklahoma and surrounding area, to Green Country's premier on call, on location, auto mechanical repair, man. Go and contact them boys at Flex Mobile Mechanic Service, 918-895-9767. Call or text for your appointment scheduling. Remember, mobile mechanic service, where and when you need it, you can't beat it. FlexMechanic.com.
I'll type obstacles in the road. I'll type them. Hurdles to jump over.